Let me tell you about something new.
It's time.
A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah.
Well, good morning, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. It is finally Friday. For some people, that means a great deal. For some people, it's just another day, another work day. But in either case, it is the day, one of the days that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. And the reason I like this day, especially since I started last month, is that because the fourth Friday of the month on G's Power Hour is now considered Faith Friday. I've been wanting to do something kind of regular for a while, and so I'm kind of glad that I just went on ahead and I'm stepping out on faith trying to do this just because I think it is important that we have these discussions, and we talk about everything else, and we always are told there are certain things you don't talk about. One's politics and one's religion and all that kind of stuff. But we need to have platforms to, if we can discuss a whole ton of other things, we need to have platforms to discuss our faith. So, there's should be more than just one day, but I'm actually just at least trying to set aside a day where we can have these discussions. So today, last month, I had the privilege to have Pastor Hugh Harmon on. Pastor Hugh Harmon is not going to be on today, unfortunately. He is traveling, so he won't be able to be with us today, but he'll be on in the future. And it's not just restricted to Pastor Hugh. I'm extending it out to any other pastors that want to have a discussion about faith. And then not just pastors, anybody that wants to talk about their faith and how it works in their life and how they wish it worked in their life and how they wish it worked in other people's lives and society, you are more than welcome. In fact, I'm putting a number out there right now because, like I said, I don't have an official clergy person on today to have this discussion with, but I wouldn't mind having this discussion with anyone that cares to have the discussion. So the number is 516-387-1944. That is 516-387-1944. So today I am going to we talked, I guess, a little bit about last month about loving God with your whole heart and soul and all this strength. I think it's Mark 13, and in that, please don't put back me in a corner on these things because I don't do these things by memory. I have to look stuff up. But it was love God with your whole heart and soul and everything, and love your neighbor as yourself, and trying to talk about how we love God, how we love ourselves, how we love our neighbors. My thing I'm still stuck on is if you love me as your neighbor, please wear a mask. That's kind of one of the things that I was going with. But anyway, this time I am going to take the reading. By the way, just to give you a little insight about me, whether I guess you like it or not, and hopefully you all don't mind because you're listening to the podcast. I attend Mass at St. Andrew Catholic Church, and when we were having daily Mass, and let me just put it this way, in Catholic Church, somewhere around the world, somebody is saying mass, probably as we speak. So there's usually a daily mass in addition to Sunday mass, and I usually try to go, and even if they don't have mass in person, they have usually a TV mass, and because in the beginning, when they did the shutdown, asking the churches to shelter and stuff like that, there was mass on television. Our diocese did it. There was also other regular TV masses. Anyway, some of them were not doing it necessarily on a daily basis, but some of them were doing it on Sundays. But just to let you know, around the world somewhere, somebody is doing mass on a daily basis. So I would go to mass. I figure it's a great way to start my day, put things in perspective, try to walk right with God. We only have the English, I think, daily mass right now on Thursdays I go. But our United States Council of Catholic Bishops, they do the daily readings, and they, you can sign up for an email to get receive the readings that would be done in church. You know, usually they take something from the Old Testament and something from the New Testament and also do a psalm. So you would normally find that in your daily mass and on your Sunday masses too. And then, but they do send out an email. So I get the email from the United States Council of Catholic Bishops every day in terms of what the daily reading is. It's like a lot of people sign up for a lot of the books that they get every day with scripture or some sort of daily inspiration. It's pretty much the same thing. So I'm going to take today from the gospel that would have been today in church, which is Matthew, in my church anyway, Matthew chapter 13, and if you want to grab your Bibles and follow along and converse with me, please feel free to do so. But the gospel from Matthew chapter 13, verses 18 to 23, okay, and like I said, I am not scripture proficient. I don't do this stuff off the top of my head. I have to look this stuff up and I have to read. And that's why I'm always asking other people to join in because, you know, any help that I can get is great in terms of my walk with God, in terms of my faith journey. Anyway, so in this reading, Matthew 13, verses 18 to 23, and also keep in mind, everybody's wording is slightly different sometimes, depending on the Bible that you get it from. Jesus said to his disciples, "Hear the parable of the sower. The seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it, and the evil one comes and steals away what was sown in his heart. The seed sown on rocky ground is the one who hears the word and receives it at once with joy, but he has no root and lasts only for a time. When some tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, he immediately falls away. The seed sown among the thorns is the one who hears the word, but then worldly anxiety and the lure of riches choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But the seed sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Okay. So that is the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 18 through 23. Jesus is talking to his disciples and speaking in parables. And, you know, first of all, we need to understand that speaking in parables was sometimes the way that Jesus was able to convey his message instead of just telling it directly. And we know we all just learn at different paces in different ways. And not just talking about special needs people, but just people in general. Some people learn visually. Some people learn by hearing. Some people learned by demonstration. And so there's various ways that people learn. And so Jesus, recognizing this, you know, this is one of the ways he chooses it. Like, we learn also sometimes through analogies. And this is, you know, kind of a way of doing that. So this is why he's chosen one of these ways to teach. So because a lot of people, if it does not relate to their day-to-day life, then they can't really grasp the meaning. So anyway, that's why Jesus was speaking in parables, so that they could understand, you know, people understood about farming, about sowing, and about what happens when you sow, when you plant, when you farm different ways, you get the different outcomes. And he tried to pass this along to people in terms of this is what you get when you have this outcome. So anyway, like I said, the number is 516-387-1944. So let's talk about the first part. The seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it, and the evil one comes and steals away what was sown in his heart. So sometimes you don't even get a chance to get the seed or the word planted in depth. Sometimes it's just out there, it's just cast, and you may not be receptive enough to receive it, even though the word is falling upon you on a regular basis. We have TV shows that I listen also, even though I'm Catholic, I listen to other things too. I like EWTN, which is Eternal World Television Network, which is our Catholic television station. There's also a Catholic television network I think it's one of the Samsung internet channels or something like that. But then also I listen to Joel Osteen, and I get, you know, inspiration from listening to him as well. And some others, I listen to Tony Evans on the radio, you know, when I'm driving sometimes. Let's see, David Jeremiah. I listen to him as well. You know, also T.D. Jakes is someone else that a lot of us listen to. I used to also listen to Frederick Price. So there's not necessarily a lack of word that's being out there. You know, you have Bibles, you have Christian bookstores, you have, like I said, now you have the internet. You know, you can get daily readings from the internet as well. But if you are not receptive, if it's cast upon you and you're a tough, hard shell, you know, it's easy for evil to come and just block, just to scrape that away. Just, you know, like it never even touched you or hit you, you know, like it never fell upon you. And so I think, and this is my interpretation, me, no theology degree, this is just my opinion, but this is one of the ways that, you know, you are, I guess, not being able to be receptive to the word because you just kind of closed yourself off. It may not even be deliberate. You may be preoccupied with other things going on in your life, or you may not have, the seed may not have been implanted in you early as a child, you know, and because that makes you more receptive if you received it and it was ingrained and entrenched, and you were entrenched in it as a child. But if that never happened for you, or if you were indoctrinated in something else, or not indoctrinated at all, you just may have a hard shell that's just there because of not having been introduced to the word of God. And so it just bounces off you. It just gets scraped away. It doesn't even have no ability to sink in whatsoever. And so in my opinion, that's what this first part of this particular parable is. hear the parable of the sower. He that's sown on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it, because you have to be able to have some sense of taking it in. And if it's not a part of your regular thought process or theology, it can easily be taken away by someone that does not want you to be indoctrinated. You know, they may have some other reason. They may have some other thought process that they want you to accept, you know. So you've got to be watchful of the people and the things out there that can take away the goodness that's out there that God is trying to bestow upon you through his word, through his teaching, from whatever's out there. So, but we're going to talk about that. And I invite you to join the conversation. We're talking, this is Faith Friday, the fourth Friday of the month on G's Power Hour. And today we're talking about Matthew chapter 13, verses 18 through 23. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Hi, I'm Tim Garrison. You may know me as Timmy G. Yeah, I know. It's been two decades, but I want you to know I'm back in the argument. And I've got a mix of music that can help you relax and chill out. It's smooth. It's relaxing. It's chill out jazz. The soulful mix of smooth jazz, soul, and smooth R&B. So join me every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. to midnight, on K-Ham Radio.
Are you chillin'?
Good morning and welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. It is the fourth Friday of the month, believe it or not. The time has flown. And it's Faith Friday here on G's Power Hour. And like I said, last month we talked a little bit about loving God with your whole heart and soul and loving your neighbor as yourself and how you love, how you love God, how you love yourself, how you love your neighbor. And we had Pastor Hugh to kind of help break that down. Now this month we don't have anybody. We will have other people, including Pastor Hugh, in the months to come. But right now I just want you, if you want to share your opinion about, you know, or share your faith, and if you want to talk about the scripture that we're talking about today, or if you want to talk about something else, you are more than welcome to call. The number is 516-387-1944. But anyway, today I took the word from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 18 through 23, the parable of the sower. And I was talking a little bit about the first part of that. Jesus is talking to his disciples about the seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom, and without understanding it, the evil one comes and steals it away, whatever was sown in his heart. And the thing about it is it just may not have been sown deeply enough. You know, there may have been resistance or whatever. Now, the second part of that is somewhat similar, but we're going to talk a little bit about that. And that is the seed sown on rocky ground, according to the parable, is the one who hears the word and receives it at once with joy, but he has no root and lasts only a time. When some tribulation or some persecution comes because of the word, he immediately falls away. Okay, so when I think about this, I think about when Jesus was being persecuted and when Peter was being told that he was going to deny Jesus before the cock crows two times. He was going to deny Jesus, and Peter was saying, I would never do that, you know. But he ended up doing it, and he felt bad about it. That happens to a lot of us. You know, we hear the word, we go to church on Sunday, or we get into lively conversations with people about the word of God, you know, and we're excited and we're happy about it. And, you know, it's kind of almost like newfound faith. You know, you're happy about it. You're telling everybody, hey, I went to church. Hey, I got baptized. I just found this new book. I just was listening to this song. I just got this new CD whatever it is. When we're happy about it, and, you know, but then I think part of the reason that we might lose it because of tribulation or persecution, according to this parable, my thoughts, and like I said, not a theology major at all. I'm just talking what I perceive about this particular gospel. And one of the things that I think is the reason that it may not, we may fall away because we get persecuted, is that we don't know the word the way we should. I am so guilty of that, really, really guilty of that, admittedly, you know, because if you don't have the right weapons, let's say, I'm going to put it in this context, because like I said, you know, like Jesus putting in the parable of the sower, I'm going to kind of put it in the context of someone going to battle, you know. If we don't have the right weapons, we can't fight the battle properly, and we lose our footing. We lose battles. We could end up losing the war. And the reason I say this is because one of the things that, in terms of weapons, in terms of the battle, because the devil is always out there challenging us, you know, and not just the devil. God gave us free will, and sometimes, because of our free will, we don't focus on what God wants, and we get distracted, and we get pulled away, not just because of persecution, just because of other things that appear more attractive. So what we have to do in order to stay strong and to avoid falling away because of tribulation or persecution or other distractions, we have to know our word. And that means that we have to read our Bible. We have to know our church history. I had someone that was a potential client. I don't know if they still are or will be in real estate. They approached me about trying to show them some property, and was happy to do that. They contacted me on a Saturday night, and I did not see the text until the next morning. And so, you know, I responded because I believe in good customer service. As soon as you get the information, message, you at least respond. And it was before I was going into Mass. And so during one of the text conversations, I mentioned, I'm like, I'm going into church. I will call you after I get out of church. And they were texting me back, and they're like, oh, what church do you go to? And me, I don't care what faith you are. You're welcome to come to my church anytime, as far as I'm concerned. We all believe in God, or the believers believe in God. And even if you don't believe in God, I still think that if you find something good in me that makes you want to reach out to me, part of that has to do with my faith. And so I invite you to come and see what it is that that part that makes me me. So anyway, I told this person, you know, about my church. Didn't invite them, just told them where I was going. And then I received feedback about if I knew my history, you know, da da da, I wouldn't, you know, be going there. You know, it does not, you know, they don't mean any good for our people, and so on and so forth. The thing is that I've been, you know, being, especially for me, being Catholic here in Central Florida, a growing up Catholic, as an African-American person, it's been an anomaly. So I've always had to fight the battle in some way, shape, or form. And, you know, and even, you know, have questioned and stuff like that. But the thing, my bottom line is this. It's not even about being Catholic for me. It's about believing in God, okay? And if this is the path that I've chosen to follow to get to heaven, then this is it for me. You know, and then there's so many things that you can throw out there, the ones that are all too familiar, ye without sin cast the first stone, you know, and also judge not lest ye be judged. There's a lot of those I can throw out there. What I end up trying to just tell them is, okay, he's got your thing, I've got my thing, you know, and whatever it is, these are the things that make us the people that we are, you know, and we can agree to disagree. Let's just go on about the business of what we're supposed to be about, you know. As long as you're not trying to tear me away from God, and I'm not trying to tear you away from God, I think, you know, we should be able to disagree a little bit on what the path is to get there. I mean, the paths aren't that far apart when you break it down. If getting to heaven and following, you know, Jesus and loving God is the way that is what you're trying to really do. So but the thing is, I could be better. I know I can be better because I don't know the word. I don't know my Bible. And even if I knew the word-for-word Bible like the back of my hand, you still have to know more than just the words. You have to know God, and you have to know the meaning, and you have to know context. And unless you are a theology major, and even if you were a theology major, and, you know, I mean, our pastors, our leaders, our shepherds, they keep studying. Why? Because they get questioned, and they have to know the right way to go and the right way to lead the flock. So it's important that you don't let tribulations and persecutions make you fall away from God. You can't do that. And it's all right to, let's say, okay, I need to go back and study some more. I need to pick up my Bible just a little bit more. I need to listen to my pastor maybe just a little more closely. It's always in life, whether it's your faith, whether it's your work, whether it's your relationship with your spouse or significant other, there's always, always, always room for improvement. So go, if you're feeling that, you know, someone's nagging you because you've chosen to follow God and you know, they don't understand why you've chosen to follow God, you know, and if your answer comes up a little short, it's okay. You're just human. God did not make you another God. God made you human. You have to rely on him. You have to go back and look at the word that he's put out there to strengthen your roots, you know, to continue having that initial joy that you had when you first found God, you know. We tend to think that it's just one and done, that we're taught once and it's supposed to always stick, and we're never supposed to have to go back and relearn. That is never, ever the case. You have to go back. I'm in real estate, and we have core, what's called core law that we have to take on a regular basis. We cannot get our license renewed unless we take core law. Why? Because we need to keep up on what the law is with regards to real estate in order to properly sell, you know, to our buyers and sell for our sellers. So we have to be refreshed. That stuff does not stick. And so we have the same thing. If we are trying to make it to heaven, if we are trying to follow Christ, and if we're trying to love God, we have to stay studious, and we have to keep with our Bibles, and we have to keep with our CDs and all of the, you know, all of the types of words that come to us, you know, the legitimate words, and please make sure that the words are legitimate. You know, we have to keep with that because we have to make sure that it sticks as much as possible so that when we are persecuted, we, you know, we're like the palm tree. We bend, but in the hurricane, but we don't break. Okay. So anyway, we're talking this Faith Friday, and I'm just talking to you from my perspective. And hopefully, in the future, we're going to have some other people to come on and help me low me out, because I'm not the official on this. But I just feel like I need to have one day out of the month of the shows that I do to really give more attention to God and to the faith. So anyway, we're talking the Gospel of Matthew chapter 13, verses 18 through 23. We're taking a quick break. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
A wedding, reception, family reunion, planning a banquet, or some other fundraising event. Need to share your knowledge through a workshop or seminar, or it's a difficult time and you need to plan a wake or repast. Let us help. At our gatherings, let us reduce the stress and make the occasion memorable, treasured. Call our gatherings at 407-968-9387 or email ourgatherings@yahoo.com. Let us help plan your special event.
This is Douglas Dobbs of Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community for 29 years with quality funeral and cremation services. Honoring all religions and faiths, we have been here for many grieving families. Whether it's a complete funeral service with a burial or a simple, dignified cremation, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here for you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs. Dedicated to serving our families.
Good afternoon and welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. We are talking faith. We are talking the Gospel of Matthew today, chapter 13, verses 18 through 23, a parable of the sower. And it's Faith Friday. That's going to be the fourth Friday of each month here on G's Power Hour. Now, I don't have any official ordained persons on my show today, and I am not ordained, but I believe that this particular platform in terms of G's Power Hour was given to me by the divine creator, my God, and if, you know, so I have to celebrate him in the best way that I know how. And so this is the one of the things that I've decided to do is to have at least the Faith Friday on the fourth Friday of the month. Last month, we were blessed to have Pastor Hugh Harmon. He'll be back with us at some point. But we invite other pastors, you know, of all faiths to come and talk. We also invite the public to come and share their faith journey. This isn't just about having a degree. This is about how God works in your life. And so, you know, we're going to talk about that. So, like I said, even if you don't want to talk about the gospel that we're talking about today, please feel free to call in. The number is 516-387-1944. So like I said, what I decided to do for today is pick from the gospel that would have been in our daily mass today. I get the United States Council of Catholic Bishops daily readings. And, but it all comes from the Bible, from the Word of God. And so I'm going to take the third part, but I'm going to go over and recap the other parts. Jesus said to his disciples, "Hear the parable of the sower. The seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it, and the evil one comes and steals away what was sown in his heart. The seed sown on rocky ground is one who hears the word and receives it at once with joy, but he has no root, and it lasts for only a time. When some tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, he immediately falls away. The seed sown among thorns is the one who hears the word, but then worldly anxieties and the lure of riches choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But the seed sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields 100 or 60 or 30-fold. So I'm going to, during this segment, talk a little bit about the third part. The seed sown among the thorns is the one who hears the word, but then worldly anxieties and allure of riches choke the word, and it bears no fruit. To me, right now, going through a lot of this third part here, you know, talk about worldly anxiety. Oh, my word. We have a pandemic that unfortunately is claiming more and more lives. As of now, we are have officially passed the 4 million coronavirus case threshold. 1 million cases within the last 15 days. Okay. Most of us thought that by now we would have been on the downside of this thing, but that's not happening. And, you know, part of it is us. We're not taking responsibility. We're not reacting and behaving in the way that we should. And with regards to this, some of us, I'm not going to say all of us, but some of us. But I see it out there. No masks. Some people still not wearing masks. No social distancing. And they're saying it shouldn't even be just 6 feet away. It should be 8 feet apart. I mean, and have you been to the grocery store and you're trying to do the social distancing? And sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's really hard trying to pass by people to get where you need to get the item that you need to get. But you're standing in line, too, and the person behind you is not you trying to social distance. It's other people who are not social distancing behind you, and you're like, I'm not going to turn toward this person. I'm just going to try to duck and cover. You feel like you want to be a tortoise just crawling into a shell or something just to try to get away from the other person. We've got all of this anxiety. We had another, 1.3 million applying for unemployment recently? So we've got a lot of anxiety and worldly troubles. You know, we got a pandemic. We got high unemployment, no jobs. You know, we're like bracing right now, some of us, for a possible eviction and foreclosure, because there are people out there who unfortunately just can't pay for, you know, the rents and the mortgages that they got, who are landlords that have to, you know, take the next step and say, hey, I can't pay for this. If you can't pay me, I've got to get somebody who can pay me so that I can keep the property that I have. It is a catch-22. It really, really is. So we've got a lot of anxiety going on out there, and not necessarily sure how to manage it. And then the fact that either the churches are closed or the churches have limited seating or they're Some people don't feel comfortable going to church because they're not sure what they're going to encounter, whether or not, you know, there are responsible people out there in the masses. You know, some of us feel like we're suffering that part of our spiritual base is gone as well. So there's a lot of anxiety. There's a lot that could cause you to lose your religion. You just can't. You just can't. You have to take a stand and say, this is not going to make me change my perception. This is not going to make me lose my focus. This is not going to take me off the path of righteousness. Okay. And this is, like I said, where you have to buckle down and do your homework. You got to grab the Bible. You've got to grab, the Word of God. You've got to keep in correspondence. Just because your pastor's not there every Sunday, you know, you've got to keep an open dialogue with him and all of the other faith members of your community. You've got to take advantage of what's out there, the television pastors and the shows out there. You know, this is a good time also to maybe do a little homework and look into your religious history when you get questions about your history and stuff like that. You know, learn about it. It's not all pretty. One of the movies that I really enjoy, and please don't ask me why, but I just do, Kingdom of Heaven has been on TV recently, and I am a big Kingdom of Heaven fan. Just every time it comes on, I'm almost there all the time, and I'm always looking forward to when it comes on, especially if I don't have to pay for it, because, you know, around those religious holidays, all of the cable companies and everybody else will charge you to watch the religious stuff. It's just really unfortunate. But, yeah, all of the religious stuff, all of the spiritual stuff, yeah, they're gouging you for, and I'm saying it, yeah, I believe it. Yes, they're gouging you because they know during the religious holiday season, you're turning and you're looking for these shows. You know, Kingdom of Heaven for me is one of them. You know, Ten Commandments, you know, I could recite most of that 4-hour movie or whatever it's up to now with all the commercials. The Nativity Story is another one of my favorites out there. But anyway, Kingdom of Heaven is, you know, yes, it's partly fiction, but it's partly not. And there's an ugly history behind what people have done and will do in the name of fighting for God. I mean, there's places in that movie where people are saying they're going to do stuff because God wills it, okay? I don't know what kind of conversation they were having with God in some of these cases, but, you know, you can't. God does not will everything, you know. Man has free will, and sometimes he gets a little mixed up, you know, between what's God's will and his will. And so, you know, some stuff also, too, we get anxious about because we're trying to have control over everything in our lives, and that's not meant to happen. We, you know, that serenity prayer that's out there, God, give me the courage to accept the things I cannot change, the serenity to accept things I cannot change, the courage to change things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Very simple prayer, but that's the prayer that a lot of people need to be praying, because sometimes you got to be calm and just let stuff happen. There's only a certain point that you can go to. That's like when I tell people about, I sing in my church sometimes. I am not the best singer in the world by any stretch of the imagination, but I get out there and I do what I can. Now, all the rehearsal in the world sometimes, I can be rehearsing 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and still get up in front of people and mess up for what whatever reason, my teeth and my tongue may not want to work together. I don't breathe well sometimes, and so I don't take the breath where I should in the song. Whatever the case may be, I don't sing all that loud, don't project all that loudly sometimes, and sometimes I'm singing way too loud. There's only so much I can control. I can do all the rehearsal and stuff and prep and stuff. And I always tell people there's a certain point that the Holy Spirit comes and takes over. Okay? So the Holy Spirit, you know, and God and the Trinity, they have to decide, okay, how is she going to sound today? Is she going to sound good today? Are we going to kind of make her, you know, crack a little bit today? And it's not necessarily making me crack, but sometimes, you know, if you do stuff and you think you're doing really well and stuff like that, sometimes you've got to get humbled. So sometimes that little crack in your voice has to come, and you have to say, uh-oh, okay, let me just make sure that I'm you know, doing this the way I'm supposed to, because it's not about me. It's about getting the word of God out there and getting it into someone's ears and in someone's heart. You know, you've got to be humbled sometimes. So you've got to relinquish control at certain points. And so the times that you're not in control, you can't let the anxiety get to you. You've just got to follow the path that you're supposed to be on and just realize that God is the one that's in control. And so you can't run away from God and run away from, you know, his word and run away from what it is that he wants you to do just because you're feeling a little bit upset or anxious about it. I mean, you just got to take it and say, okay, this is the way I feel about it today. Take a deep breath, put your head down, go forward, and keep going. So anyway, we're going to take our final break. We're talking about the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 18 through 23. If you want to join the conversation, the number is 516-387-1944. That's 516-387-1944. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
This is Douglas Dobbs, owner and funeral director at Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community with two generations of family funeral service. With the recent addition of my son Brandon, we are here to take care of the needs of Central and West Orlando. From simple cremation to a full burial, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here to help you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs, dedicated to serving our families.
Swiffer Sweeper cleans so completely, you'll never go back to your old broom again.
Now it's on for Mary from a Mr. Broom.
New Swiffer Sweepers redesigned to clean corners, and it traps and locks 50% more dirt, dust, and hair than a broom. So go all the way clean. New Swiffer. Clean better or your money back. Guaranteed.
Good afternoon, and welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today, and hope you're getting ready for a wonderful weekend out there. When you come back on Monday on G's Power Hour, we're talking with Ricardo McQueen about restaurant safety. I have a lot of questions. I had questions before the virus, actually, and I'm going to talk about that. But I'm also going to talk about what should we really expect in terms of restaurant safety during this time of coronavirus? Have the rules changed? So if you have questions, make sure you're with us on Monday about that. Next Wednesday, we have Dr. Trelonda Triplett on with us. So, you got questions about the coronavirus and some other, health questions, she's going to be on with us, but I always welcome her back to the show. So please make sure you join us then. But in the meantime, today, fourth Friday of the month on G's Power Hour is Faith Friday. And I decided to talk a little bit because, my pros aren't available today. So, hopefully we'll get them back for next month. We're talking the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 18 through 23. I'm going to read through it one more time so that you get it, and then we're going to talk about this last part. So Jesus said to his disciples, "Hear the parable of the sower. The seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it, and the evil one comes and steals away what was sown in his heart. The seed sown on rocky ground is the one who hears the word and receives it at once with joy, but he has no root and lasts only for a time. And when some tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, he immediately falls away. The seed sown among thorns is the one who hears the word, but then worldly anxiety and the lure of riches choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But the seed sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields 100, 60, or 30-fold. And that's the part, this last part is what we're going to talk about today. The seed sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it, and who indeed bears fruit and yields 100, 60, or 30-fold. And this is the part where I kind of actually thought about another part of the Bible where it talks about you're given, we have the same spirit, but we get different gifts. And we have to remember that when we are trying to receive and trying to, I guess, dispense, trying to share the word of God or our faith, our journey, our faith journey, our walk with God. Some of us are doing pretty good. You know, some of us know our Bible. Some of us can throw out scriptures like nobody's business. Some of us can sing. They know all of the songs, you know, on gospel radio. I love to listen to 106.3. I do listen to some others, but I always seem to gravitate back toward that. And it's only a few years ago I started listening to that because I actually was listening to another station that changed its format. I got annoyed, and it was, I think, God's way of kind of steering me to listening to more of his word in song. And so, you know, now I'm an avid 106.3 listener here in Central Florida, and but there are others as well to listen to. I also listen to, in terms of getting information and new, I guess, Christian news or whatever, 91.1 comes, I think, out, I don't know if it comes out of Lakeland or whatever, but it covers part of the Orlando area and covers part of the Central Florida area on the West Coast, 91.1. Moody Radio. So I listen to that as well. So you have people that are entrenched in the word. They teach school. They, you know, read avidly. They go to Bible study. Whatever it is, you know. So they are very knowledgeable. A lot of people feel comfortable going to them because they feel like they're knowledgeable. And then you have those also that are in the next step, and they've been ordained, and you know, they're walking upright. They're living their lives as an example. So the soil is, you know, rich. They hear the word. They understand it. They know how to follow it. They are very good at bringing other people to it. And, you know, like I said, who indeed bears fruit and yields 100, 60, or 30-fold, you know. Just it, and so it just depends on, now, you know, we talk about the different amounts of yield. It's not that one is doing better than the other in terms of who they're sharing the word of God with. It's just what you've been charged to do. You know, some people are pastors. Some people are Sunday school teachers. Some people are teachers in university. That's so, whatever crowd they have, that's the crowd they get. That's who they've been charged to teach. If you are just charged with, let's say, being a parent and teaching your child the word, you know, that's fine. That's what you do. The whatever you've been given, you know, what you've been made rich in that way, where you're able to teach and pass along the word of God in that way to a child, to a brother, a sister, a cousin, a friend, you know, an aunt or uncle, you know, because it doesn't necessarily just trickle down. Sometimes, I mean, it's not just the younger folks. Sometimes you're able to, you know, reach back and engage with older people. You know, I mean, I'm sure someone in a nursing home somewhere or an assisted living facility somewhere would be happy to have some young person come and share the word of God with them. So it's just a matter of, you know, increasing your faith and being molded in the knowledge, word and knowledge of God, and then not just keeping it to yourself, less like having that light under a bushel thing. You don't just keep it to yourself. You got to go and share it you know, not let fear grip you, you know. Not saying don't be afraid, okay? That's not what I'm saying. It's human to have some sort of fear. It's just what you do with that fear. You know, do you let it paralyze you, or do you, you know, snap out of it and you just keep going and do what God intends for you to do? That is what you have to make that decision about. So please continue on your own to read this particular parable, Matthew 13, verses 18 through 23, and, you know, read all around it so you get the best context, because, like I said, I'm not a student in theology, not by any means. I have no doctorate. I have no master's. My bachelor's isn't even in theology, you know. But I just feel that I have to be able to share what God has given me and to kind of give back in some way, because God has blessed me so richly, you know. And so I thank you for listening, for those of you that listen. I hope you all got something out of it. Hope you all can take it and share it, you know, or take it and learn, go learn more. You know, maybe come back next Faith Friday, fourth Friday of the month, and help me out, you know, as well. So really appreciate you taking the time. So if you, by the way, have an idea for a show or something that you want to have discussed on the show that you've had questions about, please hit me up on the G's Power Hour Facebook page. I'm also on LinkedIn. So, you know, just make sure you hit me up and let me know. I'll be glad. You know, I can't answer it. I'll get somebody that can, for sure. But, you know, we want to make sure that you are informed, you are enlightened, you are entertained. Whatever we can do here on G's Power Hour, I want to do that. I'm also opening this up to anyone that wants to promote their business by advertising on the show. We'd love to have you on here. By the way, we want to thank the guests that are always coming on G's Power Hour. We want to thank Chef V, who has been on. We want to thank Professor Julian Chambliss, who's on, helping us honor John Lewis this week. We want to thank Cherie Warwick and Dr. Keisha Waddell, who were on yesterday to talk about the 10K project. Make sure you check that out. So thank you to everybody. I want to thank Princess, CEO and producer of Never Had It So Good Entertainment, for, you know, helping me do whatever I can do, you know, to be a blessing, if I can be a blessing in some way, shape, or form. But we're going to go have a very blessed weekend. This has been G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. Be well, be safe, and please remember, all real power comes from God. Take care.